And page 26, Naisman Ratio Tests. So the topic in Ratio Tests is Birchas Hadaya Yachid. So in Ratio Ches, we discussed about a bracha a person would make if to an individual or to Klal Yisrael happened a miracle, an outward miracle. But now we're going to discuss something a little different. And to understand this a little better, I just wanted to learn with you a little Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan has a beautiful introduction to Reshit Tess. He says, "Bereshit Siv HaKodim Shekol Cheyusein V'Kiyomenu Ha'al Pinisim V'lo B'Teva K'mosha Anu Omrim Al Nisecha Shebacho Yomimanu." That our whole existence, our everything we do, we call it nature, but really it's miracles. And we say it in Modim, Al Nisecha Shebacho Yomimanu. We do nisim for us constantly. It's a beautiful idea. Now, I never saw it in the... We talk about the Ayvid saying it, but Orach HaShulchan says it here in Reshit Tess. If someone is misbonin, someone analyzes, thinks in the light, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael, ba'arichus goloseinu, the length of our golos, our exile, the golo pizuroseinu, and we're spread out, you know, and everybody hates us, just open your eyes. You'll see. Right? Orach HaShulchan says it. It's obvious. It's blatant that Hashem is dwelling amongst us constantly, even in our goals. As the Torah says, it would happen. Right in the Tocha, in the second Tocha, which is referring to our goals, even when it gets really bad. And we're in a Beretzoy Vayim Lamasim Lo Galatim Lo Chalasim. Hashem is with us. V'zel Ma'amar Mazal, Gol LeBavel Shechina Imahem. So the Gemara says, when they went to Bavel, the Shechina was with them. When we go here, Kilomar, Sheakol Roim. What does that Gemara mean? That everybody sees. Shekiyam B'nei Yisrael Eino B'teva Klal. Klal L'Klal. That our existence, the fact that we're alive, it's not natural. It's not nature. It's impossible. It's really impossible. Afgam behadoras she asu masim lo tovim, and even in generations when they do things that are really bad, im calls that. Even with that, the Torah is promising us shkinaso lo sar mimenu, that shkina is always with us, even when we're not so good. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be good, but keyachsiv shochin isham soch tumasam, that Hashem dwells amongst us even when we bring tumah to the world. What happens? Hashem brings us Yisurim. Hashem brings us prevail. Hashem brings us suffering. As we say in the Halal, so can we say in Halal, that Hashem gives us Yisurim, but he doesn't. We don't die. Referring to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is saying of a Klal Prat. And that's a story. Whether we're talking about Klal Yisrael or we're talking about people, specific people. But there's different types of miracles. So our whole existence is miracle. But there's different types of miracles. One is keshenisim gluim. There's one that blatant miracles. As I talked about last two Shabbos ago. There's something totally out of nature. You can't explain it. Kamo. Nisim Mitzrayim, like we're learning in the parashas now, the miracles that happen in Mitzrayim or Chodomet or things like that. The alka elut srichim levarech bracha sha'asa nisim lavosenu o sha'asa linais. That's the last halacha. That's in Reshit Ches. Something that's totally out of it. You can't explain it. It's total nais. There's no other way to explain it. So that's the last of it in Reshit Ches. Happens to Klal Yisrael, so we make a bracha sha'asa linais lavosenu b'makom hazeh, right? Like we're going to learn in this week's parasha, Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's a one type of bracha. That's the last siman. To the other extreme, there's things that are a miracle, but they're wound up, they're interwoven into what we call nature. Like our parnasa. People get parnasa. How's that? That's nice. It's nice. All days. The kol kiyumenu, the fact that we're alive, right? We all know it's an absolute miracle. It's the fact that nothing happened. We say nashri yatzar. That there's no specific bracha that Chazal made, like we talk about in this halacha or the previous halacha. Listen to this. So what do you have? We have to thank Hashem for that. So that's what we daven. Modim, right? All the things we daven. That's to thank Hashem for the constant miracles. Natural miracles. So that's the other extent. So we have things that are absolute wacko miracles. So that we have a bracha for. Then we have things that are what we call nature, which are also miracles, that we have tefillah for. But then we got things in between. V'yesh od min shlishi. But there's something in between. V'hu mamutza bein nisyos bein hatvos. It's somewhere between miracle and what we call nature. Dahainu, in other words, sha'inyan holok b'teva, avo yotze me'at megeder ha'teva, el teva nisyos, that it's natural, but it's really something pushing the envelope on that. It's really starting to be a miracle. For example, lo dogma ha over barachos hayamim. We don't appreciate this. You go on the seas, the high seas. So now, right? So it's weird. So this boat in Italy tipped over, right? Because it was the guy's fault. But now we have computers and we have tracking, we have satellites and we have all these things. So to go on a cruise is, you know, people want to go on a cruise. But it used to be for millennia, right? You went on a trip on the seas, you know, like it's very likely you won't come back. They didn't have any way to predict how the seas would be. Went on the seas and who knows what would happen. You went on the sea. V'zeh teva, it's natural if you make it. But if there's high seas, there's storms. It's difficult that the boat will survive. It's an amazing thing. I saw an article last night about we were talking about how flying there hasn't been a major accident on the planes in like years. So one of the things they say is because of the computers and the electronics and everything. So one of the things that really gets airplanes is electrical storms. So you see those electrical storms. They go around them. Wind shear. Who thought of wind shear until 10 years ago? So now like I go by the Burbank Airport all the time. So they fly in one way and take off another way. But if it gets windy, you see they fly in and take off a totally different way. Right? So we take it for granted. Take it for granted, but it's really a miracle. It's really amazing. Right. So again, if the boat runs into a hurricane, it's very difficult that it would survive. But you can still say, you know, like, well, a good captain, unlike the guy in Italy. People, right, ran on caravans and went into the desert. To the desert, I think of all these people who came west, and people died. It was dangerous. People died when they came west. We'll talk about this a little more. People put in jail, right? They put in jail here. Forget it. You know, like easily. Somebody was very sick. Again, we're not talking about an ear infection. So you can't call that a miracle. V'rak nosen toda pratis l'Hashem Yisparach al davar zeh. But rather, you know, it's not natural either. So therefore, you have to thank Hashem who matzek alav adin she'hayisurim higiyal lo hava mimnei chatasav. And so a person has to recognize, why did I have to go through this experience? I didn't do something right. I did a chait. V'tzilo sohu gemilos tova me'Hashem Yisparach af l'chayavim. And even though I was guilty, I did an Aveira, one did an Aveira, but Hashem, out of his chesed, was gomel, granted to a person tova, and Hashem, even though a person might have been guilty, Hashem saved the person. Then he says, oh, we're going to finish this off, and he says a beautiful idea. V'simanech v'chol achayim yidu chasela, right? The pasuk we say. V'chol achayim, chayim, we'll see Meretz Hashem tomorrow, v'chayim, the word v'chayim, achayim, Rashi Tevas, he says, is a Rashi Tevas. For what? Chole, a person who was very sick. So he would fall within That would be one category. A person would fall into these halachas, yisurim, someone who had a travail, very serious travail happen to him. Yam, person went through the seas, midbar. Or someone went through deserts. So those are the chayim, uchol ha-chayim yiduchasel. So those people would fall, and similar to that, would fall into the preview of the halachas that we're going to learn in Reish Yotesh. Okay? Reish Yotesh, we'll pick this up.